WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Apple is committing to a $500 billion investment in the U.S. over the next 4 years, and there are major plans for Texas, where ABC's Jim Ryan reports.
Until now, the massive servers that power Apple's artificial intelligence products have been built overseas. Now the company plans to shift that manufacturing to a 250,000-square-foot factory to be opened in Houston next year. The company also plans to expand its footprint in 8 other states, including its home state of California.
Federal workers continue to face conflicting instructions after Elon Musk said that anyone who does not reply to an email naming 5 accomplishments by today's deadline will be fired. But several agencies and departments have told their employees to hold off on a response. President Trump today meets with French President Macron at the White House on the 3rd anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine, and Pope Francis remains in critical condition, hospitalized with pneumonia. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Despite controversy in recent years, the Wisconsin Assembly has passed an annual Black History Month resolution. In 2019, Democratic sponsors wanted to include Colin Kaepernick in the resolution. Republicans objected because the Wisconsin native and former NFL quarterback protested police violence by kneeling during the national anthem before games. Then, in 2022, a Republican-authored resolution passed the state Senate, despite objections from Democrats, while both houses signed off on a resolution in 2023. Those honored this year include the first Black judge to sit on the Wisconsin Appeals Court, Paul Higginbotham, and Marsha Anderson, the first Black woman to become a major general in the United States Army Reserve. Ahead of the vote, an amendment from Democrats removed the name of Samuel Coleman, who's the Assistant Superintendent of Instruction for the Oshkosh Area School District. A Wisconsin congressman, Derek Van Orden, has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmeyer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued, and on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. The City of Green Bay proposes to work with the Green Bay Area Public School District to turn now or soon to be shuttered elementary schools into housing. The city proposes turning Elmore and Tank Elementaries into residential housing facilities. The proposal also calls for a land swap between the city and the school district. The city's Parks Committee may vote on the proposal Wednesday. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a 5-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them today, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your Fox Valley forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny skies, it'll be windy out of the west, highs near 45. Sprinkles or flurries tonight, 29, mostly sunny and a high near 42 for Tuesday. Rain mixed with snow on Wednesday, highs near 40 and 42 on Thursday. Currently, 42 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion non-obtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. We've had some fantastic guests to kick off this week on a Monday. But nothing better than DeLorean Walls and Jason Wright, Brothers Helping Brothers, Mental Health Meetup for Men. We're keeping you guys overtime because this is such an important subject. And I've gotten texts on this. We're getting more texts coming across here. This is something so important. So go ahead, Jim. This is kind of your world as well with you two guys. But the one thing I asked you the question during the break, because I didn't want to come off sounding like an idiot. So go ahead, and if you don't mind, Jason, relate the question I asked you.
Okay. Brothers Helping Brothers initially was looked at as for African-American males. But yet, ultimately, myself, DeLorean, and Elton, we didn't have those intentions. It was for all brothers. Mm-hmm. Any forms, any walks of life. Color, we're only different. The only thing that's different about us, we get different shades of wheat. That's it. We're the same. You crack us open, we're the same. So we looked at analogy and broke down those racial barriers from that. Mm-hmm. You know, we give each other hugs. It don't matter what color you is. Mental health doesn't discriminate against your color. So it hits everybody.
And you share common struggles, but looking ultimately for hope. Yeah. Because some people, I'm sure, are pretty dark solutions. Places. Solutions. The alternative can be devastating.
Yes.
It can be suicide. Yes. And I think if they can just get talking to someone that believes in them.
And the one thing that I remember, found out that I seen, not to cut you off, D, but we're more alike than different.
Yes,
all of us, the thing that I've been so joyed by is being in a room with brothers from all walks of life, that how much of our commonalities are the same.
Sure.
You know, we go and we're fathers, like Dee said, we're brothers, we're uncles, we're men of our community, kingdom men. But when we sit in the room, like Glenn, me and Glenn come from two walks of life. I'm inner city Chicago, come up here to Green Bay. Glenn is retired
fire chief, battalion chief.
And our commonalities are so the same. He's my best brother at this point, you know, outside of.
Shout out to Glenn Sherman over there at Prohibition, all those guys and gals who take care of us, not just on Tuesdays, but every week over at Prohibition Cigar Lounge.
Great family over there.
You know,
great
you guys, please go support. It's a great place to be. So.
And you guys meet there Thursdays.
Tuesdays.
Okay.
It says Thursday and this.
No, and Tuesday. I don't know
why. We'll be having some more.
Who wrote that?
Okay.
Rashad. I'm going to text you. Rashad Alexander.
Yeah. Okay.
Rashad Prescott. Okay.
I did. You know what? I thought it was Tuesdays. I saw that. I said, I've been wrong, but I'm not. It's Tuesdays.
Yes,
Tuesdays. Anyway, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 at Prohibition. People know where that is on 159 North Broadway. You walk in there. They got a nice lounge area. You sit down and just start with a little prayer, and then you just really get into a great discussion on how was your week.
As simple as that. As simple as that. And you'd be surprised the organicity behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys, I got a feeling you guys have a very, and Jim and I always talk about, we both have this, how do I say, very alertful BS meters. Like, you've heard it all. It's like, don't give us that.
But you have to be honest with yourself.
Right.
When this is the transition that you see now, this wasn't me.
Right.
6-7 years ago.
Okay.
This wasn't Jason 6-7 years ago. So
who were you guys 6-7 years ago?
A BSer.
A BSer.
Okay. Really, I can be honest.
And that's why they say you can't outslick a can of oil.
No. Yeah,
you've been there.
That's not a bad thing, though, because I've made a living BSing.
Yeah. No, in a way, when you BS yourself into knowing your true self, mm-hmm. that's when you be detrimental to oneself. Because you have to understand, in order to correct, you have to redirect.
Hmm.
And the only way to redirect is the renewing of your mind daily. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a journey, but it's been a beautiful one.
Tuesday, 6 to 8, John.
Yeah, you got to get there. We would love to see y'all come in.
Yes.
I'm giving y'all a personal invite right now.
I just want to say
personal
that. But go ahead. Yeah,
just a couple more texts coming in here. Been listening on the radio, brothers. Steven, must be one of your guys.
Yeah, Steven Childers.
Hey.
Great shout out to him.
shout out to Steve.
If you don't mind, I know how much time we have, but can we talk about a few brothers that's in there doing amazing things?
Can I just read this one more text?
Yes.
Loving the message this morning. Mental heal and health community is so important. This is really awesome to hear all the folks out at Vintage Rose.
Okay.
Have you been to Vintage Rose?
No.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Lordy.
We got to get out there.
We got to have you guys
get
out again.
The info out there.
We're going to ask Vintage Rose to bring us in some of those chocolate.
Chocolate.
It's a phenomenal place on Mid Valley Drive.
Dolores, we got a few minutes here. Tell us about some of your success.
Go ahead.
So, first and foremost, the men. That's part of Brothers Helping Brothers.
Give them a few names. Shout outs.
Our outstanding men within our community. Steve just came on. Childers, he is the president and CEO of FRC Flag Football.
Shout out to FRC.
Which last season he had over 1,100 kids sign up.
Wow, that's awesome.
We actually volunteered out there with him.
Yes, we did a football camp out there with him. Also, this year he is going to have, Down syndrome, autism?
Yeah. It's Down syndrome.
This Down syndrome kids, he's going to create a whole game for them.
Beautiful.
So, you know, brothers like Big Dub C. He has been.
Shout out Dub.
one of our pinnacle staples of our group. Because with his story was the beginning story of our group.
He's the one that made us vulnerable.
Yeah, he made us vulnerable.
I got to give him that. We got to give him that.
I got to think there are some things that come out within the confines of that room that are.
Oh my God!
Amazing. Yeah.
Just to be—I mean,
to be a fly on that wall.
That's what I mean.
Yes,
that's what I mean.
Yes,
that you respect each other. It's confidential, and it gives people a chance to really share with people who really care about them.
Yes, yeah.
Anybody else who'd shout out? You go right ahead,
man.
It's a number.
Adam, the military, but Sean.
Sean, Big Cal, the right Cal,
Little Cal, Eric over there with his group. With the military group that he's dealing with as well.
Lance at Thoughts.
Yep, Lance over there at Thoughts. Of course, you got, you know, Glenn Sherman.
Yes. Glenn has been, man, a blessing.
He's great.
A blessing. He's an amazing, amazing man. He stood outside the room for a year before he came in. And then it's one of those things that is such a beautiful thing. We can go on and on and on about the brothers in our group.
And you know, our reach... with our organization is just not here in Green Bay. There's a lot of brothers that come to the group and then it spanned out. Like we have one brother that's
in Minnesota,
one Minnesota, one out there in South Dakota, one out west.
Yeah, it's growing.
One in Dallas, Texas.
It's growing.
You know, one out east.
And who's welcome to this? Give me some of the age parameters or what do you look for?
And do they just walk through the door? Yeah. Or do they have to register?
No. Just walk in.
Walk in.
You have to be 21 years of age to get into a Prohibition Cigar Lounge because it is a cigar lounge.
Sure.
But every man at that requirement is 21 and up, no matter what color you're, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, yellow, green, orange, brown, whatever. If you are dealing with anything that you want to get off your chest or off your mind, I should say, come in and just have a conversation with us. Everybody's welcome.
And the other thing that I think people should know is if it is something that needs... more professional help, you have the resources to connect them as well.
Yeah,
I think Jason, just touch on that. I mean, you know people in the community that can help a few, like, look, this is pretty serious.
You yes.
Gotta, yeah, we have references, like we spoke about Kelly earlier. She's our therapist that deals with the group. And she's been to, that's probably the, one of the only women that actually came to our intimate
and Tara
group.
Sherman.
And Tara Sherman actually yeah. came to our intimate group. We have bigger groups where you could bring your wives and stuff like that. But our intimate group, she's she observed, and we came up with a workshop.
Yes.
You know, that can actually deal. We've actually went through it ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about grounding. It's pretty much holistic. You know, a lot of the pretty much organic parts of the earth that we can really, our senses, tuning in with our senses, smell, taste, touch, you yeah. know, and just really getting back to the basics. And like we say, we've always challenged each other to get back to the little boy in us, you know, and that's part of that therapy.
You know, Jim always uses the word trigger for certain mm-hmm. things. We had Chris Farley's brother on here
oh, wow.
over mm-hmm. a year ago. And he was doing, and it's, this is almost scary how you deal, you understand how some of these people, what they have to deal with. And he was doing great, great, great. And he was walking somewhere in New York. Remember, Jim? And he saw a billboard for something. And it was like a trigger. I mean, that's how vulnerable he was.
Yes.
So I got to imagine you guys are dealing with some people mm-hmm. who are borderline with things, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you got to really like navigate how to help this person. Mm-hmm. Like what Jim said about you guys being a conduit then mm-hmm. to yes. take them somewhere else.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's important.
But it sounds like you guys are a great first step.
Yes.
For those
yeah.
well, yes. But we had to put in the work ourselves first and foremost, yeah. not to take yeah. away from, we just didn't start this and
no.
kind of go at it. We really had to do the work on ourselves yeah. first
yeah. Right.
as kingdom men. You know, we really yeah. had to go back to the little boy and have that conversation in order to be able to be receptive to our guys.
And as they say, you know, you got to fix yourself first before yeah. you can fix other yeah. people. Yes. And you guys have obviously done that. And I think to share that.
It's a continued journey. Oh, you know, yeah. we talk about suicide. I remember facing that battle 10, 12 years ago and the hopelessness that I thought that mm-hmm. I had, the distance from reality, which led to the other things that transpired in my life after that. So if you, once you go back through that journey, you start realizing like, you know what, I could really help someone else navigate through these things because I've had to navigate through them.
Right.
Did you have a place such as your place or like Jim's place, the shelter, did you guys have a place you could just walk into on a Tuesday night or whatever?
Yeah, how did you fix yourself?
No. Honestly, I used to walk 7 yeah. miles a day when I was arrested back in 2019. And after bonding out, thank God the case over with, God is so good.
Amen.
Got a nice text here. Proud of you guys.
That's my
amazing.
Wife. Thank you.
Shout out to Sis.
How do you know? There could be another in the league.
No, it's only one.
It's only one.
So I remember walking 7 miles a day at this time. It's called Vibrant Health over there. I used to walk rain, sleet, or snow to go there and get some counseling wow. because I wanted to figure out what was going on with me that made me make certain decisions in life. Because it's not wrong choices. It's decisions. It's not mistakes. It's decisions. So you have to find out what works for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to guide our men. Mm-hmm. What works best for you? Mm-hmm. How are you going to heal? And like you said, if we can just be a conduit, if we can just be a stepping stone, that's our goal as Brothers Helping Brothers of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah. To uplift you.
Wow. This is a great story, you guys.
Yeah, this is great.
Yes, like I said, I apologize we kept you over so long.
No.
Important, insightful information you're putting out there.
Yeah, this conversation can go on and on and on. And we don't mind coming back and up and coming times down the road because mental health is every day.
It doesn't go away.
It's just finding new ways to cope.
Well, thank God we got people like you.
You bet.
Helping.
Thank you. Thank y'all for allowing the voice to be heard across the airways. And thank you, Todd.
Shout out to Ty. To all the viewers.
And Ryan Davidson, I want to give him a great shout out, man. I love that young man. Yes. He has always been like a little brother to me. So
he's a future face at Green Bay.
Keep up the good work, you guys. You're awesome.
Outstanding. DeLorean Walls, Jason Wright, Brothers Helping Brothers, Mental Health, Meet Up for Men, Tuesday nights.
From 6 to 8 p.m. at Prohibition Cigar Lounge.
Outstanding. Peace. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer
or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Man, what a couple of phenomenal gentlemen, couple of great guests, DeLorean Walls, Jason Wright, Brothers Helping Brothers, Mental Health Meetup for Men, Tuesday nights at Prohibition in downtown Green Bay on Broadway.
I think I'm going to go.
I think that sounds awesome.
I don't do a lot, right?
I really, and you don't have to, you just right. sit and listen, though. That's, I mean, yeah. I think that sounds fantastic. I know some veterans I'd love to get down there. Yeah. What a great couple of guys and what they're doing. Also, we had Justin Knitt on from the Automobile Gallery and Event Center, 7th Annual Shamrock Beer Invitational taking place. Of course, Brittany Merlot gave us a great, great initial forecast. She says it's going to be in the 50s for the NFL draft in a couple of months. And then
speaking
we've got
of the draft.
Another great event parlays into the draft.
It does. And we had a couple ads on this morning. This whole top craft pick, you know, as you guys, as everyone knows who's listening, Wisconsin is home to just amazing breweries, right? We've got wineries, cherries, just distilleries, and there's got to be a best, and we're going to figure that out through our listeners. What is the top craft pick?
So craft picks, guys, are breweries, right? All the local wineries, the cideries now, that's a big thing, are the cideries. Yep. And we've chosen 10. They've teamed up with us, these great people, and we're giving our listeners a chance to vote for their favorites by going to our website, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on the top craft pick. You choose your favorite, and then just by choosing, just by playing along, you go into a drawing to win the grand prize, which is a $250 gift card from these businesses all combined together. So you play along, you help us pick the best ones in Northeast Wisconsin, and you could walk away with a great prize too.
And how do they get started here, Todd?
All they got to do, well, a couple of things. These businesses all have posters in their businesses and these cards behind the bar or the restaurant. You can scan the QR code and vote right from your phone, or you can go to our websites. And again, wiss.fm or wgbw.fm. Click on Top Craft Pick. It will come up for you. You vote, your vote's in, and you have a chance to win. But the big thing is, 8 weeks from now, we will say who the winner is right here on this show.
250 smacks.
Yeah.
And how often can we vote?
You can vote as often as you would like. You can also vote for as many.
I love those kind of elections.
Yeah, me too. Hey, you know what's funny? Not to get away from this, but I was thinking, it's like, why am I thinking of you for some reason when I'm reading the birthday things? Correct me if I'm wrong, Todd.
Yeah.
Barry Bostick, did he play the mayor on Spin City?
He did. And he was also in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, of course.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, but he did.
But in Spin City, he played that mayor that was kind of like his head was in the clouds. And Michael J. Fox and his other people that did all the work.
Yeah, they were the spin doctors on that. Yeah. So
how realistic was that?
You know what? And oh, God, my kids would come and sit in the office and they said, this is so much like Parks and Rec. Because people would come in with a disaster of like a sick owl. And we'd be, okay, what are we going to do? And they would leave and they would just laugh. They're like, Dad, I had never seen it. Every time they came, it's so Parks and Recs, but like Spin City, and I think it's one of those environments where you know you kind of shoot the snake closest to your leg. There's not like you don't go in there like it's a production. It's just because stuff calls, people call, things happen, and most of it is good things, but there's some bad things that happen too, and it just throws everyone to a tizzy. And different department heads come in with different ideas. It is. That is not far from reality.
I love that one girl, Audrea Plaza.
I'm not
sure. I think she was on Parks and Rec, and she was at Ron Swanson was like my hero. I love Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
And she comes in and goes, so that lady called back. How did you handle it? Well, I put her on hold for 20 minutes. All right, and then I asked if she was still there, and she said yes. So I hung up on her. Then what? Then she called again, and I put her on hold for another 20 minutes. You're doing a great job here.
people said, and that's when that whole reality shows were kind of kicking off, that, oh, my God, we got to do something here and with our, you know, council and department heads. But those shows, there was another show that was on, actually did an ad for him. It was a national ad. It was about a mayor. And because it's a friend of mine from Atlanta called, and it didn't click. It didn't take off, but it was kind of the same thing. It was supposed to be this funny show, and it's like that. Anyway, let's talk about this. This is going to be great.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to give some of the businesses that are involved.
Right,
okay, so Ledge Rock Distillery, they're involved with us. Fifth Ford Brewing Company down in Oshkosh is with us. Timekeeper Distillery as well. New Denmark Distillery, Duck Creek Winery is one of the businesses. Old Bavarian Brewing Company, which I was in on Saturday, they are with us in Appleton. Still Make Brewing Company in Green Bay.
Which we were at this morning.
Were you?
No,
I'm
just kidding.
Well, speaking of this morning, Kerrigan Brothers Winery, they're in this morning to talk about their business.
Awesome.
So we'll learn about them. Sturgeon Spirits down in Oshkosh, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and right here in Green Bay, Captain's Walk Winery. These are the businesses you can vote on. Again, WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. Click on Top Craft Pick.
By the way, you weren't downtown Saturday morning here in Green Bay, right, Tom?
I was driving around.
Holy cow. There were lots of people on the street.
Yep. Cafe Crawl.
900 people.
That's awesome.
900 people participated in that
you
cafe
You could find
crawl.
A parking place. Yeah, I mean, everything was, it was incredible.
They had the trolleys going, and Captain's Walk was great.
They had the tequila
Northland.
Coffee.
Yeah. And the Northland had the cinnamon. So
yeah.
It was all good. Yeah. Getting out and trying, you know, try these 10 places too, if you can. I mean, you got what, 60 days, you said? How long is this cool?
What, this thing?
Yeah.
Until the week before the draft.
Okay. So you got plenty of time to test them.
And I guarantee you, you go to one of these places. And again, I don't know what I like to, but you get one of those flights and you taste them.
Right.
And you will find a beer that will say, I love this beer. Where do I find this beer? Might not be any place else, but write it down. And I'm just saying on the part of a guy that's been to a million of these places, and I find a beer I love, and then I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Write those down. This is a great opportunity to find some new beers that you would really like.
And the bartenderesses, whatever, they're knowledgeable.
Did you just say bartenderess? What did you?
I don't know. Bartender. Is that bartenderess? Is that both male and female?
Bartender, sure. A tender,
I thought bartender. I didn't know if...
Bartendress?
Yeah.
So
I just said that. He just made up a new word.
I guess I did. All I'm saying, this is my point.
Might not be a bad word.
You and I poured beer, but a lot of times people come up and they have questions, and those bartenders and bartendresses are very knowledgeable.
But speaking of which...
Which we weren't.
Speaking of which, somebody that's very knowledgeable that we were with at our up here on Webster... Where he did our beer pouring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sabaldi's.
No. Yep.
Yeah.
Who is there that's in the news again right now?
I don't know.
Dr. Chan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He knows his beer.
Yep.
He was there. He knows every beer in the thing.
And he knows everything else, too.
Yes. Let's get him on again, Ty.
Working on it.
All right. We're going to set a quick break. Come back. We're talking wine. Back after this.
Reputations changeable. Situations terrible. Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 43-year-old Wild Rose man is in custody after leading Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies on an 18-mile chase into Winnebago County. The chase started when deputies received information that a vehicle had traveled to Milwaukee to pick up illegal substances. When deputies located the vehicle in question, it failed to stop at a stop sign and would not pull over for deputies. Tire deflation devices were used, the vehicle still did not stop, and took to I-41. Finally, a pit maneuver was used to stop the vehicle on Highway 20. In Winnebago County. The man was charged with fleeing and recklessly endangering safety. A Green Bay native who was put in the national spotlight with the devastating Los Angeles fires has been let go from her job as Los Angeles Fire Chief. Kristen Crowley was fired Friday by Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass following a public fight and finger-pointing over the preparedness of the department and the devastation from the widespread blaze. Bass originally praised Crowley in the early hours of the event, but later learned 1,000 firefighters could have been deployed the day the blaze began. The various fires in Los Angeles destroyed over 18,000 homes, businesses, and structures and killed dozens of people. Two bills were proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature last week to limit the ability of local governments to restrict residents from maintaining vegetable gardens and chicken flocks. If passed into law, the chicken-related bill would force local governments to allow residential property owners to keep less than 5 chickens or quails, but it could allow those governments to require permits for the birds. The garden-related bill would prohibit local governments from prohibiting or requiring permits for vegetable or flower gardens. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby D was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your Fox Valley forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny skies, it'll be windy out of the west, highs near 45. Sprinkles or flurries tonight, 29, mostly sunny and a high near 42 for Tuesday. Rain mixed with snow on Wednesday, highs near 40 and 42 on Thursday.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, "I'm taking your backyard." You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, the U.S. Supreme Court prevents Trump from firing the head of a watchdog agency. Also, are we headed to a market correction? Plus, who are the leaders standing up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Once again, special thanks to Lorian Walls and Jason Wright, Brothers Helping Brothers. Mental health meetup for men every Tuesday night at Prohibition on Broadway Street in Green Bay. What a couple of great guys. Yeah. And Justin Knitt from the Automobile Gallery talked about the 7th annual Shamrock Beer Invitational coming up Saturday, which sounds like so much fun. Brittany Merlot, of course, guaranteeing 50-degree weather for the draft coming up. And now we've got Jeff Leader. Is it Letter or Leader, Jeff?
Letter.
Kerrigan Brothers Winery, who made a Mino and the Mayor special blueberry cherry wine,
that's
which
awesome.
I'm holding in my hand. And I got to be honest with you, folks.
Private
if,
label.
If you've got an issue and you don't ever want to drink again, have this picture of me on a bottle of wine.
This is what could happen.
This could happen to you.
They have the warning label on there,
exactly.
You know, about consumption of alcohol beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate.
Or you could end up looking like this.
Looking like that scary guy on the left.
You don't want that. Jeff, how you doing? It's great having you here. Thank you so much for being a part of our top craft pick that we're going to be doing for the NFL draft. Really appreciate having you. We're honored to have you involved.
I appreciate being here to talk about our wines and everything today.
So awesome. You've been in business almost 25 years.
Yep.
And it's Kerrigan Brothers. And
yep.
Tell me how you got started. Go ahead.
25 years ago, my cousin started the winery. It's named after our grandmother's brothers, two Irish guys that really love to drink. So there's a picture.
Imagine that.
In the winery, yeah.
That was redundant.
The youngest boy and the oldest boy. My cousin loved my grandmother, and now the winery, we moved it onto the farm where our mothers grew up.
That's
so,
wow. So cool.
People are like, why are you out here in the middle of nowhere? Well, this is why we had to keep it in the family.
Outside of freedom, right?
Outside of freedom, right between Kaukauna and freedom, you know. So 2009-10, I started helping because he was actually a professional cheese carver, and the winery was his hobby. So
whoa, no.
Gotta back that up.
Hang on a second. Oh, you don't just casually throw out he was a professional cheese carver and move on.
Man,
take it from
what
there.
An art.
Got to come in. We have he actually set the world's record in 2018. He had a 1,600-pound cheese carving he did for the Melton, California. They had to make the specialty cheese here in Wisconsin. It was a 2,365-pound block of cheese. Shipped it out there. He carved for 3 days with the people, and he's actually did one bigger than that, but the Guinness people weren't there. So come
what
in and see.
What did he carve?
It was a giant cheeseburger at that time, but he got on the Leno. And
he was on Jay Leno's?
Not Jay Leno.
Jimmy Fallon?
Way back. So
Carson? No,
David Letterman.
David Letterman was when he got his big break.
All right.
So you'll see stuff from there. He was to China twice to carve cheese. Carved for the Ratatouille movie. I found out about 5 months ago that they actually delayed the opening of the Ratatouille movie in London because they needed him to carve for the premiere, and he was in China at the time, so they had to wait till he could fly there and carve.
This is unbelievable.
That's pretty good job security, it sounds like.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of competition.
What did you do last week, Jim?
Yeah, right.
China then, carve some cheese.
I got to get to London. I got to do another one of these things. Wow.
So he was doing Cheese Fest. That's when he started when he was 11. He needed someone to watch the winery, so I came in. And then pretty soon I'm working weekends. Pretty soon I'm taking vacation days to help make wine. So I got 15 years in now. So in 2021, he passed away. And then my aunt and uncle said, hey, would you take over? So I said, okay, this will be great. And then we started looking for recipes and realized they were all in his head. So thank God I helped him for 12 years because I would have had no clue where to start.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And Jolie is with you too. Your wife is she's also in the business with you?
She helps out. Yeah. She does the private labels and the advertising and the gift buying and things like that. So,
all right. So tell us that's what a great company you have. And you're in this contest here.
Oh, there's the cheeseburger right there.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So that's your cousin in this picture.
That was my cousin. Yep, that's
so
my cousin.
Where have I seen that picture of him before? Was that on billboards or something?
He used on the way down to Freedom, there used to be a big billboard with him holding a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I have people come in to this day. That hasn't been there for 10 years. And I'll have people, I just saw your billboard the other day.
I'll be dead.
They still remember that billboard.
Yeah. Ord loves hearing that, by the way. Yeah. So, yeah, this is great. So this contest that we're entering, we can go to your place, samples or
yep.
retail.
We have,
you have
30 of them out right now. We make 49 different kinds. I never can get all of them out at one time. We are a sweet fruit winery, so people that are looking for these dry, tanniny wines, I don't make them. We have never oaked anything. This might be the first year we oak something because I have a wine that I think needs some oak to it. So, but if you're looking for sweet, fruity wines, table wines, we do everything from lemon is our most popular, to pineapple, to, like I say, blueberry, cherry. We make one that's like an old-fashioned. So we got some boozy ones. I like a Gero Mix Old Fashioned, so I made a wine like a Gero Mix Old Fashioned.
Like a what Old Fashioned?
Like a Gero Mix Old Fashioned.
What's that's a Gero Mix?
It was the mix that you made on the way back 40 years ago.
Gero Mix?
Gero Mix.
I've never heard that.
Is there alcohol in there?
No.
No,
it's
that's
got
just
the bitters
mix.
And the sugar. Right.
That's
base
the mix.
For,
and then
yeah,
was
that kind of like the, what's it called? When you have that 78-year-old lady behind the bar and you're
yes.
ordering a cheeseburger and onion rings and she, what's that called? Mulching? Not mulching.
No.
Muddling.
No. Muddling.
Muddling.
So now, when I met my wife, she drank muddled old fashioned, so I had to start making a muddled old fashioned. So I actually have two different old fashioned wines on the bar, do like an apple pie. So I got the whole range.
So I want to getting your place is retail, right? We
yep.
can drive to Freedom.
Yep.
What's your address, or how do we get there?
Take 41 from here, go north on 55, 3 miles, or if you're coming S down 55, but we're right
there. Okay,
right between the highway and Freedom. Yep.
So can
Yeah,
it's online. Can we order this, or can we get it at any
We're working on
stores?
Getting the online stuff going.
Okay.
It's
right.
We have a few places, you know, that have the wine in there, but not maybe four different kinds.
So let me ask. You got me a little bit fascinated about the muddled old fashioned
yep.
wine.
Okay.
Okay. So does it taste like a brandy or whiskey old fashioned?
It tastes like an old fashioned. Yep.
But it doesn't have whiskey or brandy.
Oh no, it's 20%. So
oh, okay.
Yeah.
But is there wine mixed with
so
it?
So I start with my cherry wine,
okay.
bitters, brandy, and sugar, and I put in the right amounts to make it taste like an old-fashioned.
Wow!
Yep. For some people, it's a little bit boozy, so I say add a little 7-Up or sour. When we do our music in the summertime on the patio, people come in, I have cherries, olives, I'll make an old-fashioned. In fact, I had a guy come in, he goes, I don't drink wine. And I said, if you don't like it, you don't have to buy it, but that's how we make it. And he goes, holy crap,
I
want
to try this.
I do,
yes.
too. Yeah. I definitely
so,
do.
Does that sound great?
Yeah. I didn't bring a bottle for you guys to try.
Well, no,
so.
We'll come out and we'll
no,
buy
we're
it.
Coming out right now and, after the show.
No,
we're loading up.
But
no, it's here
Freedom,
already for you guys.
Okay. Out in Freedom,
yep.
your retail establishment, which, like you said, is right off 55,
mm-hmm.
you have events out there as well.
Yep, we do music on the 15th of this month, or March. We're doing Irish music. My son and I will be in our kilts. We'll be doing soda bread and Irish Guinness stew and some Guinness cake. And
gonna wear the kilt, huh?
I'm gonna wear the kilt.
Yeah. Okay. I'll bring mine along. I'll wear mine.
That's what we told everybody. We had in our advertisement, you know, bring your kilt.
All
wear our kilts out there.
This sounds like fun. This is really great. Jeff, again, Jeff Letter, Kerrigan Brothers Winery. I think your backstory is so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
You were in, what, the carpet business at one time?
His parents were.
His parents. He decided he wanted to do something else.
Yep.
And because there's, for every one person that is running an establishment like yours, there are probably about 100 that wanted to do that and tried and realized this is too much work and it's really hard and there's yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
What has helped you guys survive?
Family.
Okay.
If it wasn't for family helping out, today my mom and my aunts are watching the winery so I could be here today.
Awesome.
My son helps me on the weekends. My wife does the promotional stuff. I got a son that helps with the books. It's all family. My dad comes and helps bottle because it's like milking cows when you bottle and things like that. So
well, you know what? This reminds me of a little bit of our grassroots. We got the t-shirt hanging right there.
Noble Roots.
Yeah. That's
and
good
the little brewery
that's a father
that
and son.
Great. Father, son, moms. I think that is such a great element.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. And this contest that we have, we would, you get the chance to be the top craft pick.
We can only hope.
How does one become, because like I used to help my grandma, well, I say help, my grandma, every
tell the story.
She did
tell
time. The story.
Well,
she did time.
My grandma went to prison. Like ye cast
moonshine.
The first stone.
Moonshine.
Moonshine. back then. But it was only 2 years. Yeah. But anyway, it was only federal. But here's the deal. Everybody used to make it. Everybody used to make wine. I remember when the wine truck would show up. And they would unload those crates, those beautiful wooden crates with the beautiful artwork on them. Yeah. Man, what I'd give to have. Those are worth like $50 a piece now.
Oh, yeah.
And, but they all did it, but they all had their own recipes that they brought with them. And it wasn't just the Italians. The Germans brought over stuff. The Finns brought over stuff.
The French is
the
a big
French
one.
Brought over. Everybody had their own. So I guess what I'm saying is, I know it's an Irish name or anything like that, but did you guys say, okay, we're going to have a certain theme in regards to where our wine has its originality from?
No. Okay. I am doing country style wines. A lot of the, like, that's why it's a lot of fruit wines. In fact, I had somebody come in and look at my, or taste my rhubarb, and I always say, I never get a big rhubarb flavor. And I had 2 90-year-old ladies come in one day, and they said, oh my goodness, well, grandma made it in a crock on the back porch. That's how it tasted. I said, now I know I'm doing it the right way because that's the style of wine I'm doing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love those kind of stories. Pretty cool.
Where do you get your...
Versus some big factory out of wherever.
Right. Do you grow your own raw materials? Where do you get that?
I do as much locally as I can. I work with an apple orchard in Hortonville. Some people have raspberries in Oneida area. So I do as much local fruit as I can. Of course, lemon and things like that, pineapple I can't get locally. But yeah, it's a lot of fun to work with these people. I got a farmer over at Mirabel that I started doing with some Wisconsin grapes now. We're just working on, it'll probably be about 3 more months, but we'll probably have some of them out now.
That's awesome.
So I'm hoping for the draft, to have the new
ones
out.
How is Northeast Wisconsin for growing grapes?
We're getting our own AVAs or our own national known.
Oh.
They're out on the ridge. They got to be closer to the lake to grow the better grapes. So that's why I get them over by Mirabel.
Is it the soil or what is it?
The air wind conditions and things like that. So
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can grow Concord by me, but the soil conditions, there's not enough airflow or moisture, things like that. But that over that way, it's a really good grape growing area.
Your categories are a little bit sweeter wines.
Yes.
And you mentioned pineapple, rhubarb, raspberry. How do you find, who comes up with that? Is that you and your wife that?
Most of them are my cousin. The ones that I've come up with lately are cran, cherry, and peppermint. I do 60 bottles of peppermint at Christmas time. People like it in their hot chocolate, their mocha coffee, but it's light enough that you can just drink. So that was one of them I came up with. I got 5 carboys. I just practice. I'm working on a sun drop wine. And then a kitty cocktail wine. Cause my son who's older drinks kitty cocktails. I thought, why not try it for these non-wine drinkers
and
do a kitty cocktail?
Okay, I'm going to get back to the soil thing. For some reason, I'm kind of fascinated about that. Because I know in Michigan, the Traverse City area in Lower Michigan is getting really popular.
Yep.
And one of the popular things is like in these old mines, these underground grape-growing areas now in Michigan.
Yep.
That's real popular. If you took your area where you get the grapes around here, is there a place in like France or some Italy or wherever where you'd be like, we're pretty similar to that part of the world and those are kind of grapes?
I think
no.
No.
We're more like up, if you've had any of the upstate New York grapes, cold weather grapes. So the one, the Concord is a American grape and so is Catawba. Catawba is one of our big sellers. And that was a cold weather grape that was here when the settlers got here.
Okay. Isn't Concord the kind that would go into like... Ripple or Thunderbird.
One of my big ones is Concord.
Okay,
but it is super sweet. It is like drinking grape juice.
Yes, yes.
So, and I'm trying to get
the word Thunderbird. What's the action? Satisfaction. You got the style. Thunderbird's got the taste. And now sports with John Miner. That was my introduction in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah. But the University of Minnesota is doing a lot of work and getting a lot of these grapes that'll grow here that'll be kind of like, I have like a Cabernet Franc, which is like a cab, but it's still a cold weather grape, so there is a little bit of difference.
You know? I think there is some correlation, because at Parallel 44, which is a winery, right? And they talk about being on the same parallel as some places in Italy, France, or maybe it's France.
Well, that's what I mean. Are we comparable to some areas?
And I think sometimes there was a map I was just looking at, and they took the United States, and then they put Paris and Rome and
that's exactly what I was asking.
But they're more northern than you think. I mean, some of these people are north of us,
But the Atlantic Ocean keeps the weather different.
Right, so that is true.
Those exact grapes, they'll grow in California, even though we're in the same thing. They got to grow something different.
This is interesting.
This
Can you
is
stick
great.
Around, Jeff? Can you stick around?
Yeah, sure.
Jeff Letter, Kerrigan Brothers Winery. They got Mino, and they're part of the Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. We're going to talk more about that. You folks can win a $250 gift card from any of the top 10 that were taking part in the draft special. Back after this. It's up to you. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillman Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Happy Catholic churches yet?
We're live. Hey, we're live, Jim.
Oh, we're live.
Hey, we're
okay,
live, ooh, Jim.
Sorry. I didn't see the arm. Jim's trying to get,
okay, you know how he always tries to get whatever to make
okay,
a side
yep, yep.
He's trying to be a conduit with the Catholic churches.
I just said to him, because they like the sweet wines.
Yeah.
And that would fit in
I know
local, I've got some connections.
My cousin tried at one time to get in a few of them, but it didn't really
well,
work.
Well, Jim's got connections.
I got some connections.
You know, yeah.
So we could,
work,
we could
right?
talk about that. Hey, I just want to say, Todd, you know me, Mr. High Tech, I went on my phone, I put in the QLR code.
You just scanned it with your thing.
And then I hit the thing, and it came up, and I voted for these guys.
Put nice in my, job.
I did.
Well,
that thing. So you got to vote.
All right, there's one.
I'm sure you got a lot more than one, but it's so easy to do. You just put in your, I picked, you know.
Yep, scan the QR code, and it'll go right to where you need to.
And if you can't do that, you can go to our websites too, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm, and click on Top Craft Pick and vote for the Kerrigan Brothers Winery.
Yes.
Okay, and this one that you brought in for the picture, Muddled Old Fashioned Wine.
Yeah, that sounds
again,
so good.
That's, I know, right?
So it's, start off with a cherry base. Add on-stop bitters, brandy, and sugar until it tastes like an old-fashioned.
So instead of cherry juice, the cherry flavor comes from your wine.
Comes from the wine, yep.
So that's, you just drink that over
You can ice. Drink it over ice. A little boozy for some people because it is like a port. It's 20%. So for some people, it's a little bit boozy. Say, add a splash of 7-Up Sour, whichever way you drink your old-fashioned, and have at it.
That sounds a little bit like a cherry bounce that
kind
my
of.
Old World War II guys make. And they used to drink it on ice cream.
Oh,
did you ever hear of that?
I have four of them that I put on ice cream. I like my apple pie on ice cream, my blueberry on ice cream, strawberry, and I just started having pineapple on ice cream.
Okay, there you go.
So,
that's
what
they all used to put on ice cream.
I haven't tried it. I have a dessert sweet caramel that people put in coffee, hot chocolate, and on ice cream.
Wow. That's cool. How do you learn these things? I mean, you're just trial and error?
Trial and error. Start off with a 5-gallon carboy and say, what can I do today? You know, five, 6 weeks later, you start tasting and...
Winner gets a $250 gift card to the...
So it's a combination of $250 gift cards, sorry, the $25 gift cards, one from each location.
Right.
Total $250.
Yes, nice. Yes. We have 10 different places taking part. Got to ask you one more thing, getting back to the whole process of making wine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from start of, okay, I'm going to try this and this and then this. And it's like, okay, let's do it. What's the length of time process from that until it's here in a bottle under your shelf?
All depends on what you're making. My cranberry took 20 months to ferment.
Wow. It,
some of them will ferment in 28 days. And 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, you can start bottling it. And some, I have my Cab Franc, even though we bottled it, after 6 months, it's taken 4 years for it to age in the bottle, and now it's finally selling.
4 years?
4 years. Wow. Your dry reds seem to take quite a while of aging before they're ready to go.
Does it make a difference with we had somebody on here with hard liquor, right?
Yep.
The whiskeys and vodkas, and he talked a lot about what it ferments in.
Yep.
This kind of box.
Yeah, yeah.
This, is yours all...
I do stainless.
Okay,
I don't do any wood.
Right.
I do have a pear that I'm going to put in a bourbon barrel to age when I get to that point.
Right.
But everything for us is stainless. It's just easier for me to work because I'm the only guy kind of there until I need the help to like bottle and stuff. But yeast makes a difference. I got a book and it's like, oh, you're making this kind of wine. Here's the four yeasts that'll work with it. This yeast will do this. This yeast will do that. This yeast will do that. I'm using a yeast that do fruitier. But it'll make a difference.
Just going back to the last segment, you mentioned something about you're going to oak something. What does that mean?
Well, for me, because I do stainless, I'll put toasted oak cubes in the wine.
Okay.
And let it sit for a week, 2 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it needs.
For flavor?
For flavor. Because that's when you have that dry wine that kind of sucks the moisture out of your tongue. To me, that's the tannins that come out of the oak that do that.
Okay.
Gives it some body. Like I have a wine that doesn't have a lot of body, so that's why we're going to finally oak something.
So you have the Kerrigan label, which is obviously your number one selling, but you'll also private label.
Yep, we do private labels. I have some churches that do some things, some Knights of Columbus that do some stuff. We're working with a store in Madison, but we have to, when you start doing private labels for selling, you have to get it cleared by TTB. So if we're doing just like a private label for you guys, one-offs, that you can just do. But if you're going to do it as they want to sell under their name, then it's got to be cleared.
So you couldn't make a Mine on Mare wine that we could sell, but we could like give it away or people could donate for it, type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we got to work on this.
Yes.
Got some possibilities.
I'm afraid you guys would drink all the profits.
Yeah, that's a, problem. That Todd's right. He knows
this
pretty
well. There's
nothing
I hate more, Todd, than when you go to a restaurant or bar and you're going to order some and you say, hi, how is that good? And they're like, I don't know. So we don't want to be those guys, Todd.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're looking out for our people, Todd.
I get it.
And that is one of the reasons I like people to come in.
Right.
Is because I want you to know what you're getting. Because I'll have people do their tasting, because we do free tastings. They'll come around and have a bottle of something that they didn't taste. And they're like, well, I think I'll like this. I'm like, I know what you liked. Let me give you a taste of this because I don't think you'll like that one.
And I've got to be totally brutally honest. I've bought wine, not just because of the price at times, it's a little bit lower, but I bought wine by how the label looks, where it's like, that's a really cool label. That must be good wine. Am I the only person that does that?
No, you're not. That's a lot of people do that.
And your labels are awesome.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's a lot of color and attractive. Yeah, that's...
Who does all your artwork?
My wife.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
My cousin did it, like I say, when he started, and then we actually, he was doing it on like printer paper. We actually went out and bought a label machine so we can make the nice glossy labels. So
is great, man. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
so
this
much.
Is going to be fun. And you've been around for 24 years. And just thanks for doing that, right? You're one of the unique things that we have here in our community. And, we love the change.
And it's all homegrown.
Right.
I mean, raspberries from Shano or whatever.
Right.
So I think that's the fun part of it.
Yeah, you're getting that.
And your family.
And let us know about your events coming up. The music and, you got the thing on the 15th.
That's our big one right now.
Yeah, we want to help promote that. But, all right, this is great.
Stuff.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing this.
Thanks for having me.
And, again.
Thanks for being part of this.
Right. And Jeff, like you said, we can all vote. It's very easy to do. And good luck with this.
You just did it.
I did. Yep. And if I can do it,
Kerrigan Brothers Winery. The Mine on the Mare's top craft pick for the draft. Take part. Get a chance to win a really nice prize package. Really great having you here, Jeff. And please stay in touch. And continued success with everything you guys do. And I'm going to stop out there and try a few things.
Sounds good.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You,
More
my
than
friend.
A few.
Kerrigan Brothers Winery. Thanks for being here. Thanks to all our guests today. Brittany Merlot, Justin Kinnett from the Automobile Gallery. They got their huge Shamrock event taking place Saturday. DeLorean Walls, Jason Wright, Brothers Helping Brothers. You guys are awesome. Jeff Letter, Kerrigan Brothers Winery. Thanks, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning. Mine on the Mare. See ya. Oh,
yeah. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
80s and 90s kids, it is your time to shine. Because on March 1st at 1 p.m. at the Nina Public Library, you can join for an exciting retro video game tournament. I know, the word retro hurts my feelings too. But guess what? These are skills that you have built over generations, which means you can finally beat your annoying nephew who thinks he's better than you. They have multiple televisions set up for shorter wait times, and this is for all ages and 100% free. Go to WISS.FM, click events to learn more.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and earlier today, Xi Jinping spoke by phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin as Western countries look to plot their path forward. President Trump's urged Ukraine to agree to a deal to end the fighting. ABC's Ian Panel's in Ukraine and says there are key meetings taking place this week.
French President Macron meets with President Trump, and then the following day, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer also at the White House. These next few days could be critical in deciding what kind of deal, if any, is possible.
Confusion within the federal workforce continues over Elon Musk's weekend instruction that all employees reply to an email listing their accomplishments or face firing. But the heads of several agencies are telling their employees to hold off from responding. The Vatican expected to provide an update later on Pope Francis's health. The 88-year-old remains hospitalized in critical condition. And Apple is pledging $500 billion in U.S. investments in the next 4 years. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with